here it is live from Say What You Will Radio Studios in Mesa, Arizona. It's the Pops and Low Radio Show with your hosts, the purveyors of odd news, Pops and Low.
All right, thank you for that great introduction, Andrew Jones. Low, how you doing, buddy?
Doing well.
Good. Well, it is Friday night. It is time for the Pops and Low Radio Show. We are the purveyors of odd news, and of course, we're going to have a lot of odd news stories for everybody throughout the night. Anything interesting happened to you this week?
Tons of interesting stuff happened to me this week.
Oh, so, do share.
I mean, I don't know if it's interesting for them. For me, it was interesting. I started my first week teaching. Uh-huh. Had lots of crazy. Got threatened by a fourth grader. So that was pretty crazy. Had a fourth grader come up to me and give me one of these.
Oh.
A fourth grader.
Right? Give you one of those?
Give me actually quite a few. He came up doing this like he was on something.
Like he was ready
He was ready to rumble.
Oh, my.
And I mean, hey, you know what? I wasn't expecting that. I was expecting that. I teach junior high as well. I was ready for some of those boys, right?
Some of them.
You know, the testosterone's flowing. They're a little more prone to violence. Fourth grade.
Yeah.
Gave me the business. I mean.
Did you give him a throat punch?
No, I gave him a you sit down over on the side type of situation.
See, that's why I couldn't be a teacher.
Well, ready for this? So I tell him to sit on the side, right? And obviously I do it more sternly. He goes and hides behind the only trash can that we have in the gym. Mm. Okay. So then I make him get out of there and sit on the other side. And then all this threatening goes from that to tears.
Oh, see?
And see, and that's the end result of it. And then I go and talk to the teacher. He's had a long
week. Typical bully.
Right? It's just a lot of at-home stuff. But it's just crazy. You don't expect it from that little.
Well, as Dad probably said, you got to go in. You got to square up with this new gym teacher.
Right. Let him know the business.
Let him know who the boss is.
I'd only had him one other time, but apparently we had something going. Man. Stuff like that.
Right.
Cafeteria duty. Things like that. You know, lots of exciting things like that.
Was it like Joe Dirt cafeteria?
Yeah.
Where they're throwing chili hot dogs.
Right. Yeah. Stuff. They're throwing all sorts of. Oh, yeah. The Max Keeble's Big Move. If you guys have ever seen that movie. man, with Pops, if you remember that, I watched that 80 million times on Disney Channel. They had that huge cafeteria food fight and they're like shooting stuff out of the tuba.
Yeah.
Like feeding. Yeah. It's crazy. It was mayhem. But
there
good
you
times.
Go.
Good times.
That sounds exciting. Mickey says they start them young nowadays. That's right.
Wild. Just wild.
Yeah. These kids are insane. Stephanie Lindley, all the way from Tennessee. She's here all the way from Nashville. How you doing, Stephanie? I hope you're doing well. We got Mickey Kentucky in the room. Dave Smith is here. That's my brother, of course. We've got Risen Ability. He is in the room, and I'm sure more folks will be joining us as the night continues. But yeah, so interesting. So you went from working in a cubicle.
Yeah, just like everybody
in the corporate world.
America,
yeah, to right. now dealing with young kids who are squaring you up.
Squaring me up right away. Setting the tone for the rest
Showing
of the
you
year.
Who's boss.
That's right. And it's not me, right? The inmates run the jail in this situation.
well, you know, that should be pretty exciting, though. I mean, the longer you're there, the more they're going to learn to respect you.
For
right?
sure. And that's the thing. It wasn't even that, you know, like I said, probably stuff at home, probably extra crazy. That's usually what it is. But
yeah,
hey, so, you know, like I said, it's one of those things. He wanted to set his boundaries, and but his boundaries can't supersede my boundaries.
That's
you know
exactly what I mean? Right. So, yeah.
Man,
got to show him who's boss,
right? Not me.
Yeah. How about anything else? I'm trying to think through my week. I mean, there's really hasn't been that much going on.
Hey, we're not in front of anything green. That's pretty odd.
Yeah, we do have a kind of a different setup here in the studio a little bit. We're taking advantage of some of the technology, and the green background was just too much for me. I had to make some changes.
We had to give it the old switcheroo for a little bit. We may go back and forth. We're going to try to figure that out.
Yeah,
we're maybe get us some other backgrounds going, but change it up, you know?
Yeah, it's always, you know, in work. It's a project in work.
Right.
So nothing much really going on in my life, so to speak. You know, but if you're just tuning in, the Pops and Low Radio Show, we are non-political here. We don't get involved.
Apolitical.
Yeah, we don't get involved. Maybe apolitical.
Right.
Yeah, we don't choose sides. But really, we try to avoid politics all together here on the Pops and Low Radio Show. It's not always possible.
Now, we do have another show if you're interested in that type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, we got another show. You can check it out on SayWhatYouRadio.com.
There you go.
You're going to want to do that.
That's exactly right. So, but we try to stay, we try to keep things light. We try to,
talk on the straight and narrow.
So really, yeah, I can't think of anything, even the slightest bit of interesting that happened to me this week.
I feel like this is leading to something.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Well, to be honest with you. In fact, the most interesting thing I think that's happened this weekend is your mom and I were talking about what to do for dinner tonight.
Wow. Hey. That is always a staple conversation.
Well, of course.
That is an important conversation.
That happens every day. But today was a little bit differently because we're sick of food, right? We've been on this keto thing now for a year and a half.
You guys are sick of diet food.
Well, we're tired of the keto food. Right. So we're trying to find other things to eat. She mentioned breakfast cereal. We haven't had breakfast cereal.
Keto friendly?
No, it isn't whatsoever.
But you guys are like the farthest thing from it.
Yeah,
right now.
We're talking about diving off just to go get a box of Golden Grahams or something.
Oh, I'm telling you right now.
I haven't had milk, like real milk or cereal for almost 2 years. Long.
I'm telling you right now, the minute you do it, you'll probably end that diet because there's a show that I watch. It's called Letterkenny, right?
Yeah.
And he talks about, he's like, oh no, you've had too much sugar cereal. Right? That's one of the things, like calling you crazy, whatever.
Right.
And
it's
the real deal. Like that peanut butter Captain Crunch, you can't put that in front of me without me. It doesn't matter the meal.
I'd eat the whole box. Yeah, I'll eat the whole box. It's like easy. Air. It's like puffs of air. That's the problem.
And that's what it is. You get just enough of the flavor that you hang around, right? But not enough that it keeps you,
That's filled. Right. All right. Well, those who are in the live, why don't you shoot in the instant chat. If I was to go out, or if you were to go out and eat cereal for the first time in almost 2 years, what are you going with?
Favorite cereal.
What are you going with?
I'm going to give you a quick top fiver right now.
Oh, top fiver. Yeah.
Top fiver. Yep. Peanut butter Captain Crunch is my number one all time forever. Number two, Reese's Puffs. Okay. Because it's pretty much the same thing.
A little bit of chocolate in there.
Right. Yeah. But got to add a little bit of chocolate. Ready? Number three, Fruity Pebbles. Okay. That's another classic. Number four, I'll throw your Golden Grahams in there.
I like Golden Grahams.
That is such an underrated cereal.
Mm.
And then I'm gonna go out on a little bit of a limb for the number five. I'm gonna say, obviously, like I like some of the basics, like Lucky Charms, Cocoa Puffs, right? I'm gonna go Honeycomb. I'm a Honeycomb guy.
I'm not opposed to Honeycomb.
Yeah,
whatsoever. But I will throw in instead of the Fruity Pebbles.
Okay.
I'm going to throw in the Quaker cinnamon squares.
Oh, those are good too.
Dang, you can eat those dry or wet.
Yes. The
dry or, grape nuts, Dave Smith says.
You also got me on.
With yogurt. You can put grape nuts in the yogurt.
Or the squares, not Wheat Thins. They're the frosted squares. You know what I'm talking about? Oh, man. They come in the orange box.
Golden Grahams.
No. Golden Grahams come in a yellow box. See, that's how much I love cereal. They're made out of wheat. It's not Wheat Thins.
Oh, I know what you're saying. The frosted
mini wheats.
Frosted mini wheats.
Oh, those are spectacular.
They
too.
Are with a little bit of blueberry or you can throw raspberries in with them.
Anything. Yeah. Banana's really good in there.
Mickey Kentucky says, peanut butter Captain Crunch. That's an obvious one.
Obvious top pinnacle of all cereal.
And Frankenberry.
Yeah. See, that's a good one.
I'm a Golden Grahams fan. Yeah. Or not Golden Grahams. The Lucky Charms.
Yes. Lucky Charms is such a classic. The marshmallows.
Yeah.
Let me throw you an alternate one. Okay.
There she goes.
A lot of people think it's bland. Okay. But I like Kix.
Oh.
Because it has just a little bit of sugar in it. Right at the end, you get a little sweetness. I like Kix.
Frosted mini. Yeah, I'm not a Kix person.
Oh, man.
I feel like that was a whole, like, I feel like they were scamming the kids.
They made
it look like a kid's cereal.
Right.
But it wasn't a kid's cereal.
The original Cocoa Puffs was
bar
none, because it would turn your milk into chocolate milk. That was great. Right. Yeah. Frosted Mini Wheats, a classic. Honey Nut Cheerios. Because Cheerios are good, but Honey Nut Cheerios, that's different.
Yeah.
Different ball game.
And then
remember Count Chocula?
Count Chocula is a winner. Blueberry, the whole deal.
Blueberry, yes.
The whole deal.
Holy cow. Yeah. The theme.
Yeah.
They always came out with really good theme cereal.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
That's
for the win.
I'm going to replace my Fruity Pebbles. I forgot. It's funny. I thought of it earlier and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to have to mention that. But no, Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Yeah. They literally made a Cinnamon Toast Crunch smoothie.
Oh, really?
And that is fantastic.
A smoothie.
Yes. Now, obviously, there's the Cinnamon Toast Crunch alcohol shot, which is also fantastic.
Oh.
Orchada and Fireball whiskey.
Oh, my.
And it tastes exactly like it.
Really?
And you like the alcohol, you know, you do it and then you're like, oh, it's coming at some point. And it doesn't. And you're like, oh, well, that was shockingly easy.
Oh, Mickey's got another one. Honey Nut Cheerios with a banana with cup. Banana. Oh, can't, yeah. Banana cut up. And, yeah.
Yeah. See,
that's what I'm saying. You add fruit to a cereal that changes everything.
It does. And even like something basic like Cheerios, you can get crazy. I've seen people eat peaches and Cheerios. And they say that because the milk and peaches together. Spectacular.
Yeah.
So some I'll have to try.
My brother says I like my cereal with water, hops, and yeast.
Hey.
You know, a little barley. A little barley, huh?
Dump you a Rolling Rock in there, eh?
Yeah, exactly right. That's a good one too, Mickey Kentucky, says Risen. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of them out there. And I'll be honest with you, I don't mind the hot cereals either. I don't mind the
like, oatmeal, you mean?
The oatmeal and the cream of wheat. I'm a cream of wheat guy.
Really? So yeah. I think I've only had oatmeal like four times maybe in my life. And it wasn't anything I chose, just so happened to be what was there. So I can't say I have enough expertise in that area.
Exactly right. Well, there you go. So we have different,
I'm going to throw one more in there. Tricks. Oh, please.
Tricks. See, Tricks, and they make the generic brand.
They do.
And it comes in that giant bag that you get at Walmart, and it's like half the price.
Huge.
I forget what they're called, but they're good.
Exactly. And Tricks, man, again, same with Cocoa Puffs. The original Tricks Bunny was better than the current Tricks Bunny.
Okay? Yeah,
Original Cocoa
Puffs. Same with the whole Fruit Loops guy. Man.
Okay, let me ask you something. Do you like Frosted Flakes?
I don't mind Frosted Flakes.
They're okay,
but you got to eat them fast.
Fast, just like the Wheat Thins. If the Wheat Thins get soggy,
not the Wheat Thins
or Mini Wheats.
Mini Wheats. Yeah.
It's over.
Yeah, you got to do like the Corn Flakes. Yeah. You got to eat them right away. Quick. Even Rice Krispies. You can't mess around. You got to eat the Rice Krispies.
Tell me why. Until this second, I forgot Rice Krispies was a cereal. Because all I think of is the candy, right? Because
now they cook it in the treats.
Yeah, the Rice Krispie treats.
Right.
But I remember at Graham's house.
Yeah.
Right? She would always have Rice Krispies or an off-brand.
Yep.
Right. And then what you do is you'd go a little crazy on the sugar, and at the bottom you'd find that like pile of sugar.
Right. It was always so good.
Oh, and you're like, oh.
But Rice Krispies, that's the cereal you throw the banana in.
Oh, yes. Because then it coats the banana too. It's
phenomenal.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so when growing up, my mom always had Rice Krispies with a slice of banana and a half a grapefruit.
Ooh, I remember the grapefruit days.
Yeah.
The grapefruit. And you guys would do grapefruit and put a little sugar on that.
Heck yeah.
Ooh, man. I haven't had a grapefruit just raw like that in forever.
Now, my brother's in the room. He'll remember cornmeal mush. That's not a cereal, but we're going kind of down a rabbit hole here. But breakfast foods, the cornmeal mush, I despised it. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Does it sound appetizing? No.
My brother and my mom and dad loved it.
Really?
And my mom, so they would make cornmeal mush.
You had to be the black sheep out of the family, huh?
I was not a fan.
Oh, man.
I was not a fan.
Okay, off the top of your head, since we're down this rabbit hole, name another food that everyone else seems to like that you don't.
Mm.
I'm going to give you one for me.
Yeah,
go ahead. Sweet potatoes.
Sweet potatoes. I love sweet potatoes.
You know, right. You do. Yeah. Mom does. Reagan does.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
We eat baked sweet potatoes often.
Disgusting.
Yeah, with either a nice grilled pork chop.
Disgusting. Pork chop's great. I'm all day.
Grilled piece of chicken.
I'm all day.
Steak.
If you have a food, okay, in the comments, put a food that you hate that other people seem to love. Okay. I'm always shocked by this. There's always something that's like real basic.
Frosted Flakes with strawberries. I love strawberries.
Frosted Flakes with strawberries sounds spectacular. Because strawberries with a little bit of sugar, always a win.
Oh, we forgot about the whole Chex brand. The corn Chex, the wheat Chex, the rice Chex.
Yep. Yeah. And cinnamon Chex and all sorts of extravagant stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm forgetting about a classic. Apple Jacks. That's a classic for me.
Apple Jacks are good.
I always ask for Apple Jacks. That's a great one.
Let's see. Oh, and Life. What about Life cereal? Life cereal.
My son likes Life cinnamon, and that's really good.
Life cereal is pretty, but it's one of those, again, that you kind of got to scarf down pretty quick. Oh,
again, if it gets soggy, it's over. It's not even floating at that point. It all just sinks into a heap at the bottom.
Now, Mickey's not a pancake fan. I am a pancake fan, but I would prefer a crepe, like a strawberry crepe.
I'm going to take you a step further, okay? Yeah. In the great waffle pancake debate. Pancakes don't even touch waffle surface.
Not even close.
Not a good, thick, hot cooked pan or waffle.
That's right.
Is bar none better than a pancake.
And that's one thing that the whole virus thing, they shut down, you know, obviously all the breakfast bars at the hotels.
Right.
But there was nothing like a good, fresh made waffle.
From like a continental breakfast.
Yeah, you got it. You got to make your own. Yeah.
And then you grab a couple extra slices of bacon, slather some syrup on there, and you're in business.
See, here we go. See, Dave Smith, mush is the bomb. The cornmeal mush.
Oh, okay.
Butter and syrup.
We're going to go the mush route. Is that similar at all to grits?
Not at all.
Really? Because I like grits a lot.
I do like grits. I like grits with a little butter and salt.
Okay.
I don't do the syrup in the grits.
Oh, do you do the sugar in the grits?
I don't do the sugar in the grits. You have to do the
sugar with salt and butter. Oh, spectacular.
I could try that. I'm not opposed to that. Not opposed to that at all. Pancakes sit in your stomach like a ton of bricks. She's right about that.
Agreed. Yeah. And they never, like, if you cook them wrong, they almost taste like bitter. Like,
well, if you have too much, what is it?
Of the batter.
The
pancake actual, the mix,
right,
versus
right.
the amount of water or milk or whatever you're using.
Yeah, it can be it can be weird.
Right.
It can be weird. My brother says no Taco Bell.
Whoa, that's a big one. Yeah. So is it just like you don't like a particular thing on that menu? You don't like tacos, or you just Taco Bell as a whole? Because I mean, Taco Bell is the McDonald's of, you know, Mexican food. It's
it's one of those that you rent. You don't own.
You don't
Taco own Bell. It. No, you rent it for a very brief amount of time.
Right. They have some I call it the higher end of Taco Bell. Like they have the Crunchwrap Supremes, right? The stuff that they add all the extra stuff to. But you know what is good at Taco Bell?
What's that?
They made those Doritos Locos tacos. That is spectacular.
Yeah, kind of funky though. You're not going to find that anywhere in Mexico.
No,
not going to happen.
No, they've definitely Americanized that. So anybody, Mickey doesn't eat beef.
Wait, okay. Let's go in order here. DC Irish, he's out fishing. He says, "Why y'all got to be talking about food? You're killing me, Smalls."
Look, I'm about to go eat after this because,
I'm going for cereal. My 2-year-old daughter loves pancakes, Risen says. I make them for her every weekend. Now, let me ask you, Risen, do you make the smiley pancakes?
Oh, see? Park used to have the smiley pancakes. Uh-huh. I'll go for that all day.
Yeah, that's where you make like a little smiley, little eyes and a little mouth.
Right, and you do first, it with either chocolate chips or whipped cream.
No. This is, you take the batter and you put two eyes and then a smiley and you let it cook for like 10 seconds.
Right.
And then you pour the rest of the pancake over it.
Well, see, and he's also the master chef with the breakfast. Okay, pancakes, omelets, that's your guy right there.
Oh, I am the omelet king.
Yeah, omelet that's king right. For sure. When you ham, onions, green bell peppers, that was my jam. And then the cheese, and that was my jam.
Wait till you try one of my queso.
Oh yeah,
you gotta try. Oh, I've got a little spin on the old.
Well, that's a Mexican wrap on the show. We're gonna go. We got stuff to do now that we're talking food.
Mickey says I don't eat beef.
Tell me about that, Mickey. Is it just like you don't like the taste, or is it just like a personal choice, like for health or whatever? But man, not eating beef, that would be rough for me.
I do eat a lot of chicken. I could probably get away from beef. I just don't eat it that much, but I've never made that decision.
So. And that's the thing is, for me, it's not something that just happens to be in your diet a lot, but you know.
DC says, I would slap a liberal for a taco right now. You know, I don't think it would take a taco.
A lot of people for a taco right now.
I don't think it would take a taco for me to. Anyway.
You know what?
Let's see here. Risen says Peppa Pig pancakes.
Interesting. So do you do them in the Peppa Pig shape or like? Are they already pre-made that way? Like, talk to me about that.
DC says, Mickey, hi, ma'am. They're saying hi to each other. Oh, a good omelet is the bomb. Let me tell you something. I have found, this is just a little, I'm going to throw it out there.
Okay.
that I've always used like regular slices of cheese inside my omelet.
Right.
Right. Right. Now what I'm doing is now I'm filling the omelet with a little bit of tomato, a little green pepper, maybe some ham, maybe some sausage or something like that. Right.
Yep.
And some onion and some mushrooms. And right. And I'm loading that in there.
And
right.
That's what I was going to tell you. You should throw the mushrooms. That was.
Wait till you hear this. Then when it's done, then I dump hot queso.
Oh, you smother it.
I drizzle some hot queso over the top of it.
Smother, not a fill.
Gotcha. And a little bit of sour cream.
Oh, yeah.
And
what are we doing after
it this, is man? A home run.
Yeah. Omelets are always what there's
the texture. There you go. The texture of beef.
Okay. And see, that's fair. Fair enough. It's a texture thing. Like Ashley, my girlfriend, she doesn't like pineapple, not for the taste, for the texture. She said when she bites it, she doesn't like onions either. I don't either. But she said it reminds her of like a fruit version of an onion, and she doesn't like that texture at all.
Yeah.
I'm like, interesting.
That's it. No swine for me. No pork for DC Irish. Risen says, I make them look like Peppa Pig. And then she laughs and tells me to make a daddy pig for myself.
Clever. Clever. I like
that. See, that's awesome.
He said, I'm eating whatever you guys are eating after this.
That's the stuff that she'll remember for a lifetime. This is terrible. I'm out here starving.
Yeah.
Don't worry. Sorry about that, DC too. Irish. I apologize.
Man.
Yeah, see, good dad. That's exactly right, Mickey. Risen says, I'm eating whatever you guys are eating after this. That's right.
We haven't even decided yet. So,
no.
You know what I want to do? I haven't done in a long time. I want to make a good homemade pizza.
Oh, yeah.
That's been a minute since I've done that.
You know, those who are watching may not know what it is, but Papa Murphy's.
Yeah.
You go out there, you order it yourself, you pick what you want, and then you bring it home and you bake it at home.
Yep.
That's pretty nice. Papa Murphy's. Yeah. See that? I'd do anything for my daughter, Risen says. Exactly right. I can relate to that. DC Irish doesn't eat pork, chocolate, or caffeine.
Whoa.
Wow.
Okay. So the chocolate thing, allergies, doesn't like the taste. Again, I just like to know. I'm curious because.
Yeah.
I eat all those things.
Facts, he says. Exactly right. Interesting. Risen says, love Papa. Oh, so, okay. So Risen's up there in Washington, I believe. So they got Papa Murphy's up there in Washington.
They have that cinnamon wheel pizza or whatever they call it.
Oh, that's the dessert that's pizza.
Trouble, man. Yep. That thing is trouble. And it comes out all warm.
Oy. Oh, man. Now we're talking. Yeah. Now we're talking. Well, let's, what do you say we get into the show?
We might as well.
Well, we're 24 minutes into the show, and today in history, 1932, Adolf Hitler refuses to serve as Franz von Papen's vice chancellor. Yeah. How about that?
Yeah, that started the rise, huh?
I mean, if you were to, if you were approached by a guy named Franz von Papen's, would you want to work for the guy?
If I was approached by a guy named Hitler, I wouldn't work for him either. So, really no opinion on either.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's 1932. Obviously, we know that then Hitler,
right.
Became to be
Hitler.
Yeah, Hitler.
Right.
He went off to do bigger things. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
1948, during the Berlin airlift, the weather over Berlin becomes so stormy, the American planes have their most difficult day landing supplies. They deem it Black Friday.
How about that? That's where the term Black Friday came from.
Yeah, well, there was
the smog over Berlin.
Mm-hmm.
Really? And then, so how does that correlate to Black Friday now?
I don't know if it was smog over it, but it was the weather. So it was really bad weather. Now, Black Friday here in the United States, I think applies more to the stock market crash.
Oh, that Black Friday. I got you. Yeah. That's an economy boost rather
than. Or maybe that wasn't Black Friday. Black Friday now is like when you go out and you buy stuff.
Because the economy
after Thanksgiving. Crash,
wasn't that Black Monday?
It might have been.
We're gonna have to look into this. Somebody tell us in the comments. We might be losing it because we're getting
Black Friday is the day after Thanksgiving when you
right when you all go shopping. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So that's Black Friday shopping.
Because
I've been a part of that three different times when I was working at Dick's Sporting Goods.
Yeah.
And my Lord,
not good,
I was not prepared. Now that doesn't rival Black Friday shopping when you work at Chick-fil-A in a shopping center, which I also did for about 6 years. That's insane. But that Dick's Sporting Goods was wild, man. You get half off kayaks going out the door like crazy. They were like, oh, can you carry this kayak for me 50 times?
DC Irish talking about chocolate just messes me up when I eat it. Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That lactose always for me.
Well, that's how I am with Dairy Queen ice cream.
That's how
Ice cream, period. For no, me, doesn't.
Oh, for you?
Yeah, for me, period.
Dairy Queen, I can't eat it.
Yeah, I'm hyper. In that different milk.
I'm hyper enough, no caffeine needed. There you go. Derby City Pizza here makes an apple pie dessert pizza that's to die for. See?
That's basically just a pie. It's a pizza pie. Get it?
Right. All right, 1961, construction begins on the Berlin Wall during the night. How about that? That is the Berlin Wall. See, you don't even remember the Berlin Wall.
No, but because you were born after. Right. You want to talk about fascinating? Separating a city.
I'm telling you.
Cutting a city in
a whole country. I mean, the Berlin Wall separated East Berlin from, West Berlin, but East Germany, West Germany.
Right. It literally in the middle of one of the most chaotic times in the world.
Yeah.
That thing came down and people were, whoa.
Unbelievable. 1963. How about this? A 17-year-old Buddhist monk burns himself to death in Saigon, South Vietnam.
You said that was in 73?
63.
Wow. Yeah. And he literally sat there through it.
What are you thinking?
Now, is it true he didn't even make noise?
I don't know. Now, I wasn't there.
Now, I've heard mixed things. I've heard mixed things, though. I've heard things like he was screaming the entire time, but he was like, trying to scream religious things, trying to be positive during it. But I've also heard that he was silent, which imagine that.
He could have been, because a lot of Buddhist monks take the vow of silence.
And so that's why I was confused. But how does your body withstand that?
I don't know.
That's a different level of dedication.
Yeah. Insane. I don't know what he got accomplished.
Yeah.
Dairy Queen messes me up as well. Yeah, dude. I'm telling you. Dairy Queen.
Jeans.
I can't do it. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Well, we know that.
Is named after. There you go.
Ronald. They refer to him as Ronald McDonald. Ronaldo right. Magnus.
Right.
Ronald Reagan. Probably my favorite president of all. Even over 45. I like 45.
Right. But 45 is a second.
Yeah, I think so. But close second.
I'll say that's tough because there was a time where we were towing that line for a little bit.
I know. 1989, the wreckage of a plane that carried United States Congressman Mickey Leland and others on a humanitarian mission is found on a mountainside in Ethiopia.
Oh, yeah.
No survivors.
They had a crash landing, right?
Yeah, they just crashed. That's I don't know if you could call it a landing.
Hey.
They landed by default, I suppose. That was the year I graduated high school, 1989. How about that?
Just a year or two ago.
1993, the U.S. Court of Appeals rules Congress must save all emails. Yeah, they made a rule. 1993.
In 93? I feel like that should have been something that probably preceded that, right?
No, because there really was no internet.
That's true.
People weren't emailing.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I see you. So what? Only 2 years after email really became a thing or something. It was 91, right?
I don't even know. I would assume. I mean, it
was early 90s.
Yeah. I mean,
man. We didn't even have computers in my school until I was in fourth grade, something like that. Was the first time we went to that computer room and we had, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we had computers, but they were, we played the game called Lemonade.
Right.
Lemonade Stand.
Right. Lemonade Stand.
Yeah. Answered it would give you the weather and you had to decide if you were going to go out and sell something. Yeah, because
they used to have the computers from that first generation of computers. They had all of them in a separate computer room.
So
the ones that it was
a lab. We called it the lab.
The computer lab. Because I had Miss Stewart. Her son played on my baseball team. And I think that was actually the kid that got thrown down. Do you remember that?
I remember.
A rough story. But yeah.
Yeah. So Lemonade Stand. I think it had five or six,
all presets.
Yeah, it was all preset stuff. So there was no random, So you knew if it was 30% chance of rain,
right.
You didn't take your lemonade stand because you knew it was going to rain. Right.
You knew the game. The game was the same. Yeah, there was no. we played the first version of Oregon Trail.
And
about halfway through, one of your members would always get bitten by a snake, and your option was either leave them to struggle through it or suck the venom out, right? Right. And so that was always the notorious one the kids thought were hilarious.
I remember I made it an Oregon Trail all the way to California, and I decided to put my oxen and my I had a Conestoga wagon.
Right. Everybody had the Conestoga, right?
On a raft to go down the river.
No.
And yeah, the raft ended up collapsing. And
no, you got all the way to California. I don't think I ever got past the Mississippi. Like,
I lost everything.
It was so hard. They made that game damn near impossible.
It was a horrible decision.
Yeah, because every decision, it was a 50-50 coin flip if the computer decided you were going to die or not.
It's terrible.
That's fantastic.
Let's see what Mickey says. She says, now I'm craving some apple pie and vanilla bean. See, she knows what she's doing. Classic. Because it's the vanilla bean. You've got to go bean.
Well, see, you guys,
you can't just do the vanilla.
Right. You guys messed me up when you said Dairy Queen earlier. The only thing I think of is that cherry dipped cone, man.
Oh,
the cherry. And that's my all time favorite Dairy Queen. I used to get that after those baseball games. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Ooh, I remember that very well. Birthdays. Back, this would be what is it, August 13th?
Predict
1899. Believe it or not, 1899, Alfred Hitchcock was born
in 1899.
Can you believe that? He was a director of over 50 films, including Rebecca, Rear Window, Psycho, and North by Northwest.
I had no
and Vertigo.
1899 is when that man was born.
18. Can you believe that?
In the 1800s.
Yeah. How about that? How about that?
Alfred Hitchcock.
1902, Felix Wankel. Do you know who Felix Wankel is? Any car buffs out there? Any car buffs out there? Felix Wankel, he invented the rotary engine.
Oh, okay.
Inventor. Inventor of the rotary engine. I believe the Mazda RX-2 or something like that. RX-7? Mazda RX-7? They used the rotary.
Interesting.
Yeah, how about that? Felix Wankel, the rotary engine. 1926, Fidel Castro was born.
Friday the 13th, eh?
And my brother will appreciate this if he's still on the show. 1951, Dan Fogelberg.
Why is that name for
multiple platinum singer-songwriter? Dan Fogelberg was born this date in 1951. Well, there you go. That was the history of this date.
DC Irish said it was the RX-7 that had the rotary engine.
That's what I thought. The Mazda RX-7. And then I believe when the RX-8 came out, they still used a rotary engine. There you go. I believe. I was not a big fan of the RX-8. The RX-7 was a cool car.
Yeah.
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s.
Okay. Yeah, back in the 80s.
Okay.
Yep. Back in the 80s. If you had an RX-7, you were somebody.
You were the guy, huh?
You were somebody.
You were, yeah, right. Oh, man. Right. That's so funny. It's so funny, like high school and how it doesn't ever really change, even though, you know, obviously I graduated in 2012, but like things that you tell me, I'm like, it was the same for me.
Life
it
never
just had
changes.
Different technological tweaks, you know, they were we just had iPhones, you know?
Yeah. Like, you had your silly clothes. We had our silly clothes.
Oh, man. You want to talk about. I went through all the kids in my school wore remember the skinny jean phase?
Oh, yeah.
The real skinny jeans, though.
And then your friends were rocking the skinny jeans and then wearing them below the butt cheeks.
Below the butt cheeks. That was never me, thank God. I was never a sagger. But that was a whole fad.
Yeah.
Do you remember the one day Chris Noble showed up to our house in white Hanes V-neck, white skinny jeans and red Converse? Embarrassing. We rode to school that day. The chain popped off on his bike and he knocked out in the dirt, had blood all over. Jeez. Went to school in an all white outfit with blood.
Twin turbo on the rotary engine.
The twin turbo.
Look out, he says. How about that? Hold on. Yeah, that sounds pretty good. I didn't know they could turbo. I guess you can turbo anything.
Right.
The rotary engine's it's very different than the traditional.
Right.
You know, inline six or V6 or it's very, very different. In fact, most mechanics don't even know how to work on a
rotary. Yeah, I'm sure you'd have to kind of be like specialized.
Exactly right.
Interesting.
All right. Well, it's probably time for, I don't know, maybe time for the odd news. Well, Logo, as we mentioned, it is August 13th, but did you realize it's also Friday?
It is Friday the 13th.
That's right. So what does that mean? It means it's Friday the 13th. And
the day of unluck.
The day of unluck. Exactly right. Let's see what Raphael. Oh, Raph's in the room. He says the jeans couldn't physically go any higher than the thigh.
I'm not kidding.
Is that why they were made that way?
They were so, when I say skinny, I mean like these guys were literally looking like they were wearing tights, but they were still denim. And they
was it a stretchy denim or
no,
was
no? It's like rigid. I mean, they were literally walk around with, you could see their like toothpick legs. Mind you, they're like freshmen in high school.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Toothpick legs. They're rail thin, maybe 80, 90 pounds soaking wet. Right. They haven't even gone through puberty yet. And so they're literally, he says they weren't sagging on purpose. That's a lie. Don't even front. Okay. Some people
come on, Raph.
You, but Raph, there was a lot of guys that really thought that was the cool thing to do. He said dream car, 1967 Mustang, candy apple red, white, and red leather interior.
Oh, sheesh. Wow. Yeah, Mickey, I think you're right.
Sheesh.
1967. Now the 1963 with the split window in the back, if you happen to have one of those, it could potentially be worth close to $1 million.
Sheesh.
Yeah. Yeah. Man. That's what they go for through the auctions.
Man.
Close to $1 million.
So, Raph, I do want to address your, they weren't sagging on purpose one more time. I need to know, since you claim to stick up for the fact that they weren't sagging, were you sagging? Were you wearing the skinny jeans? We need to know all the information. Here it goes. He says, glad I missed that phase. My generation wore cut off t-shirts where our whole side was out. That never stopped.
Is that like the sleeveless deal?
Yeah, so what they do,
down to here.
Like, let's take your gym uniform, right? They would take the gym uniform. They take a pair
of scissors. That's right. It's a Corvette Irish. I'm sorry.
There you go.
Jeez. Yeah, what was I thinking? Yeah, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry. Boy, that was a brain fart. I'll blame that one on COVID.
The vid. They would literally take the t-shirt. They'd cut the sleeve out, right?
Yeah.
And then they'd cut a hole. And so it would literally show from here all the way down to your hip.
Yeah.
Which was so strange. Like, why?
All the guys wore those, like, to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. That was your constant football gym. Any sport, right? And it would show, like, your ribs and everything. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Split engine was the vet. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I wasn't thinking. I don't know why I thought it was a Mustang.
The vet, but man.
Because there's not a Mustang that's worth $1,000 or $1 million. But the vet with the split window, 1993. In fact, you had visibility issues, right? So General Motors actually created a replacement rear window. So you could pull out the two windows and put in a single window. And the people that did that killed the value of that car,
right? Because they're like,
but they didn't know,
they're thinking
it was safety. A safety issue,
right.
Yeah.
Raph said, even if they didn't want to sag, they couldn't have pulled the pants any higher. Agreed. He said, I definitely didn't participate. My mom did random pop-ups at the school and once used yarn and on my brother as a belt. That's how you do it, man.
That's what I'm saying.
That's how you get it done, get it tied up. You can't untie that, right?
Yeah. Dream car for sure, DC says. Yeah, exactly, man. I'm telling you, if you can find one of those sitting in a barn somewhere,
could you imagine?
Change your day. That'll change your life.
You know, there's those car picker shows. Right?
Yeah.
But imagine that being organic, right? Oh. You open an old barn. You're like, you know, maybe I'll renovate it or clear it out or whatever. And a car is sitting there.
I'm telling you.
That's just, what a feeling.
Well, let's get back to the odd news. Today is Friday the 13th. Now, there are other days deemed unlucky around the world. So Friday the 13th, that's like an English thing. It's United States, maybe England, right? China, April 4th.
Interesting.
Okay. Yeah, China, April 4th. Let's see. Oh, this is what Mickey says.
You needed to suffer from flat butt syndrome to wear them jeans. Hey.
Hey, I might be guilty of that.
Yeah, that's why I couldn't pass as that. No, I'm just saying that, all right?
Yeah.
No comment from the peanut gallery on that.
I just might have that problem.
Yeah.
So April 4th in China. In China, April 4th is considered to be an unlucky day because the Chinese word for the number sounds eerily similar to the word for death.
Whoa. So
April, of course, is the fourth month of the year, making April 4th a day to
4-4. Gotcha.
4-4, wow. You see. Such is the extent of the superstition, many hotel elevators in China do not have a button for the fourth floor, much in the same way the Western hotels omit a button for the 13th floor.
Really?
How about that?
Oh, man. That is wild. No ass at all syndrome.
Yeah, yep. Well,
I'm telling you again, when you're a freshman and you got toothpicks for legs, it makes sense. It all goes in the same. Oh man, that's so funny.
Yeah, so that's in China, April 4th. Spain and Greece, Tuesday the 13th.
Why Tuesday?
Well, that's the 13 again. Many Greeks have superstitions over the day Tuesday because their word for the day is triti, T-R-I-T-I, which also means third. And as the saying goes, bad things come in threes. Interesting, right? The fall of Constantinople is also thought to have taken place on Tuesday, April 13th, 1204, in the Fourth Crusade, confirming that date as one to be feared. Likewise, the day is considered bad luck due to the connection with the fall of Constantinople, which marked the end of the Byzantine Empire. How about that?
Man.
Martes, the Spanish word for Tuesday, also comes from the god of war, Mars, giving more reason to be suspicious of Tuesdays. That's
interesting, because I was saying, I didn't think Tuesday, because you said the other word was triti or something like that.
T-R-I-T-I.
I was like, I didn't learn that in Spanish class, because I knew lunes, martes, you know, the whole thing.
Miracles. For
the
week.
Right.
Yeah.
All the way down. I don't even remember all of them. Huh. He said, I'm disappointed that no Jason movie dropped today. Missed opportunities. You know what? They are supposed to have a new one, aren't they? I think they were talking about having another Jason movie, like a new remake. But
we need that. Like, we need another Batman series.
You know what? Chill out. We do need another Batman series. Okay. As long as Christian Bale resigns.
Mickey says, I subscribe to the bad things come in threes. Yeah.
Why is that? Is it just because it's an odd number? Or just like, okay, first time something happens. Cool. Second time, coincidence. Third time, okay, no coincidence. Maybe something like that. I don't know.
Interesting.
That's weird.
How about this? DC Irish says, my wife was born on Friday the 13th. It was also Good Friday, the same day. Interesting.
Coincidence? I think not, right? There you go.
There's a lot there. I'm sorry, but you were saying about
That's just wild. Like you said, and that's crazy. Like the god of war, which is Mars, right?
Yep, that's what they said. And
Martes, that's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't know that. See, that's why this show is educational.
Right, yeah. He asked if it was going to be educational earlier. Yeah,
that's right. You're going to learn. You're going to learn a lot.
A whole lot of odd nothingness.
Yeah, I believe that was our friend, Risenability. He was asking if. Yeah, absolutely, definitely.
Interesting.
Let's see. Italy, Friday the 17th.
Okay.
How about that? Over in Italy, it is the Friday the 17th that is largely regarded as the unluckiest date in the calendar. The origin of the belief can be traced back to the writing of the number 17 in Roman numerals, which is XV11. By shuffling the digits of the number, you can spell the word VIXI, which translates as I have lived, very much implying death. Which many deeming the term to be a bad omen.
So like I have lived as a statement, meaning like I'm done.
Yeah.
Like it's in the past.
Life's over.
Right. And so then they're like, oh, death. Right. Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. Right.
Wow.
Right. Japan, September 9th. No good.
Interesting.
Similarly to China in April 4th, September 9th is considered bad luck in Japan. Due to how hard the word for the number nine sounds in the language, the Japanese word for nine, kiyu, sounds very similar to the word for torture or suffering, making the ninth day of the ninth month one to be cautious of.
Well, I don't know if they're in the room right now because Katie and Kyle haven't commented today, but Kyle's lucky number is number nine, so you might need to change that up there, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Roy Hobbs. Hey, Roy Hobbs. Wow. Pull that out. That's one of your favorite movies, huh?
I think it's got to be my all-time favorite sport movie.
That's fair. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. All-time favorite comedy, National Lampoon's, right? Period. Mm-hmm. Bar none. All right, cool.
Vacation, the original Vacation.
Yep.
That's exactly right.
I'm telling you, I keep...
Action movie, Braveheart.
Oh, yeah. I'll say I could have guessed that one. Mm-hmm. Let me see. So we got comedy. You probably don't have a romance movie, but we got comedy, action.
I'm sure I could pull out a romance. No, you know what my favorite romance movie
is? Wait, the one with Selma Hayek.
There you go.
What? Fools Rush In. Whoa, look at that. Yes. Bam.
You know me.
Right. That's right. That's her in Dude Who Plays Chandler Bing, right?
That is. That is.
I don't even know his real name.
I don't either. Matt something.
Yeah,
Matthew Perry.
There you go, Matthew Perry.
India, August 8th. August 8th, obviously 8-8, right? India, which just passed.
I would say theirs just passed 5 days ago.
In India, the number 8 is regarded as an unlucky number. This is because 8 is the number of the Hindu god Shani or Shanai, the god of karma, but also of breakups and strife.
Whoa.
How about that?
You know what they say? Karma's up, right?
Biatch. That makes August 8th the 8th day of the 8th month of the year, a very inauspicious date in India.
Interesting. Did they make it through? So far, so good. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
Man.
Now, the question is, why is Friday the 13th considered unlucky? Do you know?
Well, 13 has always been considered an unlucky number. That was before Friday the 13th, but I don't know why Friday the 13th in particular.
Very good. Let's get into it.
Okay.
While the exact origins have been lost to time, many believe the superstition started in the Middle Ages and is rooted in the crucifixion of Jesus. Jesus is said to have been betrayed on a Friday by Judas, who is also thought to have been the 13th guest to sit down at the Last Supper.
Right, because there's 12 disciples.
Yeah, exactly. So whoa. Jesus would, you know.
So he would have been 13.
Yeah.
And that would have been, and it was on a Friday.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. That's not only not the only association the number 13 has with bad dinner parties. As in Norse mythology, a banquet of the gods was ruined by its 13th guest, Loki the Trickster.
Okay.
Loki the Trickster.
Wait, read that one more time because it didn't really register.
All right. That's not the only association the number 13 has with bad dinner parties.
Right.
As in Norse mythology, N-O-R-S-E mythology, a banquet of the gods was ruined by its 13th guest, Loki the Trickster.
Right. Okay. Now pause because... Obviously, if you guys remember who Loki is right part of the whole Avengers stories, right?
Ah.
But that's the same thing, the Norse, where Thor comes in. That's the brother of Thor. And Thor's, you know, the god of lightning or whatever. But
Thunder.
Or god of thunder, sorry. And I always
remember that old Kiss song.
Right.
God of thunder.
Right, there you go. But because who else talks about, what other band sings about Norse mythology?
It's got to be Rush.
No, you're one of your other favorites, though.
I don't know.
Zeppelin.
Oh, Led Zeppelin. There
right?
you go.
Think
yeah.
about that, right? Think about Immigrant yeah. Song and, you know, Came from the Land of the Ice and Snow. That's about Thor and all that.
Ah,
pretty crazy, eh? Look at that.
Look at that.
But, man.
Yeah, being schooled by my child on Zeppelin. That's pretty good.
Pretty proud of myself. The Loki, by the way, streaming now on Disney Plus. Not a plug. Not a plug.
Loki the Trickster, who caused the world to be plunged into darkness.
Yep.
Wow. Friday also has its own history of being associated with bad luck. In Geoffrey Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, written in the 14th century, he wrote, "And on a Friday fell all his mischance."
Interesting. So, like, just mischiefs.
Mischief.
Bad deeds.
Bad deeds. In the UK, Friday was also known as Hangman's Day because it was usually the day when people were sent to the gallows to be hanged. But Good Friday, we mentioned this earlier, Good Friday, the day of Jesus's crucifixion, is thought to be the only Friday in the year where bad luck doesn't follow. Interesting.
Interesting.
So that's, yeah. You know, it's interesting that they call it Good Friday.
Right.
The day that Jesus was crucified.
It is. And you know what's funny? I thought about that because but before he was crucified, all those good things were happening, right? Because wasn't that the same where he got fanned by the palm fronds and stuff like that?
That was Palm Friday. That was the week.
Palm Friday.
The yeah, week or Palm before. Sunday, actually.
Or Sunday, Friday. Sorry.
Palm Sunday. That was the Sunday prior before, to him right. being executed.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he had a good week.
But that's when he was coming into town on the mule right, and the right. donkey, and they were saying Hosanna,
right?
And they were waving,
yeah, him, right.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yep. See, Mickey, back me up. The Marvel Universe is closely based on the Norse gods, and it's really cool. It's really interesting, like to read about some of that stuff. And obviously, I'm not a believer in mythology, mm-hmm. but like you know, some of those things, like I read. Now I'm gonna space it. The Iliad and things like that. You know, all about Greek mythology and some of that stuff. It's really cool, man. You want to talk about like interesting ideologies and like how deep mythological creatures can get.
Speaking of which, shout out to Mythical Beards.
Oh yeah, Mythical Beards.
See
that's
how
right.
I did that?
I like Damn, that.
I was trying. It was a little bit of a reach, but
well, yeah. Listen to this, DC Irish. If you were born on Good Friday, you're thought to be lucky while sailors, this is all applying. Whoa. See, because he's a fisherman. Whoa. He's out there. His wife was born on Good Friday. So right. Listen, if you're born on Good Friday, you're thought to be lucky. While sailors would sometimes begin a long journey on Good Friday because of its holy connections. How about that?
How about that?
Pretty interesting, right?
One of my all-time favorite movie quotes. How about them apples?
Friday and the number 13 only began to be associated in the 19th century with Henry Sutherland Edwards making mention of it in his biography of composer Gioachino Rossini.
Henry Sutherland Edwards, that name really rings a bell.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, making mention of it in his biography of composer Gioachino Rossini. That sounds like something I ate for dinner.
Yeah, like a nice balsamic chicken delicious. Or something.
That Rossini.
Gioachino Rossini. Right?
Hit the spot. Or maybe a wine.
Yeah, right.
A little wine.
The Gioachino Rossini. It would be a red wine. That would be a red wine.
Exactly right. He wrote, Rossini was surrounded by the last by admiring friends. Surrounded by the last by admiring friends. And if it to be true that, like so many Italians, he regarded Fridays as an unlucky day and 13 as an unlucky number, it is remarkable that on Friday, November 13th, he passed away.
Weird.
Ooh. How about that? How about that?
Yep, it does sound like food, Rizzin. I'm telling you. Gioachino Rossini.
Such is the level of superstition around Friday the 13th that there is even an official name for the fear of it. Listen to this. There's a fear of Friday the 13th.
No, there's not. So there's somebody cooped up in their house right now, terrified.
Yeah. And this is the fear. There's actual a name for it. It's parascavidicatriophobia.
Parascavidicatriophobia.
Something. Yeah, very good.
Okay.
Very
so good.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, there's somebody right now in their house, locked up, boarded up, like,
yeah,
I just need to make it through the next 24 hours.
I got a fear of Friday the 13th.
I wonder why. What if it's like associated with all the horror that, you know, is around it, like horror movies and things like that? Or
I don't know. I'm going to put the
you're going to print something.
No, I don't want to do that. I'm going to put the name of it.
Parascavidicatriophobia or something like that. Scavidi.
Catriophobia.
Wow. That is a spelling bee word.
Ah, see, there you go. So Rizzin says, didn't they make a song about that? I don't know.
He said, skin him a rink a dink or dink. That was good.
Yeah, it was pretty close, actually.
Skin him a rink a dink a dink. That was good. There's your comment of the night.
That was pretty good. That was
parascavidicatriophobia.
Yeah, exactly.
Parascavidicatriophobia. I'm sorry. I'm fascinated with that. I really like spelling bees and things like that. So I'm like, that's really cool.
Well, if you learn how to pronounce it correctly, you can go around and tell people that you suffer from that. Like, yeah, that's a good way to get this day off when you're at work.
Whoa,
see what I'm missed saying? Opportunity. Missed right? opportunity. Oh, just man. Go to the principal.
Raph, we were talking about missed opportunities. Look, I need to
let you know something. I can work every day that isn't a federal holiday, okay, except for one. I suffer from parascavidicophobia.
I'm sorry.
Can't work on Friday.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith. What was that? Parascavidicophobia. And that's how you can say it too.
Yeah, here's the.
Yeah, I'll just show it to
now,
you.
Now I'm going to put a picture up on the screen. I want everyone, including yourself, Logue, to try to tell me what's going on in this picture.
No, this scares me.
All right.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's not as bad as I thought.
Okay.
It's a ladybug.
It is.
And then that's a ladybug inside someone's throat.
Okay. Is that your guess?
That's my guess, and I don't know why.
All right. Ew, a ladybug in somebody's throat.
Or a rose, but I'm guessing it's a throat because it looks extremely gross.
All right, let's see what the comments are. Let's see.
Oh, in the ear. See, Raph's a little more on the... He said you were on the wrong side,
John. I'm on the wrong side.
Wrong side of what?
I don't know.
Wrong side of history?
That's a good question.
Ladybugs in an ear. Oh, God, I hope not, because...
Oh, speaking of Mark Espinosa...
Then again, hold on. I got to pause. The throat thing. This is why I'm a PE teacher. Didn't think about the fact. How would you get a picture of it in your throat? So I'm going to go with ear too.
In the ear. Okay. Speaking of Mark Espo, if you're looking at the screen, next to Mark is Sherry Espinoza. And that's the hats we wear for the Espinoza Group. Sherry is the only real estate agent in all of Arizona that I trust. And guys, if you're looking to sell, buy, invest, if you have any questions about real estate, you've got to contact Sherry. She's part of the Espinoza Group. You can get all of her information and see all of her listings at azhomesbysherry.com. That's azhomesbysherry, S-H-E-R-I.com. Check her out. Again, if you're in Arizona, if you're looking to buy, sell, invest real estate, she's the only real estate agent that I trust. Check her out.
Period. Really quick, they clarified you're on the wrong side of the stream. Oh, so normally you're on the other side.
Well, I had to do it because when I face you.
Right. Right.
In the studio, by the way. Because so, it would be weird if I was looking this way.
Right.
See what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah. And then we'd be looking away from each other.
Right? Yeah, exactly right. So Ladybug in the Ear is a guess. Ladybug in the Ear, someone says. Honeybee Hive. Oh, that's an interesting guess.
I still feel like it's something weird.
The colon. Jeez, oh, yeah. He went there.
Yeah, dude, getting a colonoscopy and just, oh, okay.
That's right. Stream, John, you're on the left side. Yeah, yeah. Exactly right.
Thank you for clarifying, Raph, because over my head.
Ladybug in a honey beehive.
The honey beehive.
On the screen, that's exactly right. See, we're mixing it up a little bit, Mark, but I appreciate, see, that means he's paying attention.
It is, which is funny, because I only ever see him in the room for like 10 minutes at a time.
I know. Well,
and then he's gone again.
I think he's just quiet. He likes to be quiet.
Nah, he's an important man. He's got important things to do.
You would get that picture using a
laryngoscope.
Interesting.
With laryngitis. Yeah. Right?
Laryngoscope.
Laryngoscope.
Okay.
So you could get a ladybug in the throat picture.
Risen Ability says, I want to buy a plot in Holbrook. All right. azhomesbysherry.com. Reach out to Sherry Espinoza.
That's how you do that,
sir. If she can't help you directly, Risen, she will find a person here in Arizona that she trusts, that she knows, that she works with, that will help you find exactly what you're looking for. But Holbrook, that's a great place. And let me tell you something, you can get like 20 acres, 40 acres up there for about 25, 30 grand. I'm telling you. Now the water table might be an issue. You might have to go 1,000 feet for the well, but hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Figure it out.
That's where my family homesteaded. See, I would love to have a homestead up there. I would love to have up in the high desert of Arizona.
Like, yeah, it sounds like the Wild West homesteading.
No, that's what Ranger Rob does. I did a show Wednesday night with Ranger Rob about his homestead up in Oregon. Oh, it's phenomenal.
Interesting.
All right. So the question was, again, what is this a picture of?
What is it? Yeah. Obviously, it's a ladybug.
It is a ladybug.
And then the ladybug sits down inside the whatever nastiness that is, and then it dissolves. It just dies or something.
Yeah.
Then it's just gone.
That's right. I worked for an ear, nose, and throat for years. You have no idea what I've seen in people's ears, nose, and throat.
Oh,
I bet. Risen says, if you look up John Black Blevins, that's my great-great-grandpa. How very cool nice. Is that, Risen?
Very nice.
See that? You never know what you're going to learn about on this show. I'm telling you.
It is odd news.
It is odd, but that's fantastic. All right. So the headline, doctor finds ladybug living inside man's colon. Dave was correct. Maybe he read this article. I don't know. But that's a,
or he's just extremely familiar
with the colon,
with the colon.
Maybe that's, yeah, maybe.
Wow. I was over here stressing, 'cause I was like, oh, I guess throat. That's kind of weird. Like, nope. I was on the normal side. All right.
Doctors performing a colonoscopy on a 59-year-old patient were shocked to discover a small ladybug crawling inside the man's intestine. Ooh. I'm no doctor, but I imagine that's one of the last things you'd expect to find in someone's colon while performing a colonoscopy.
Wait, who said that I'm no doctor? The doctor said
the guy writing the article.
Okay, you got to clarify, because that's a quote you can't. I'm no doctor.
Well, I'm just reading it.
Giving the colonoscopy. I'm no doctor, but.
Lucky guess. Right. Look at him backing away now.
Yeah, right.
Oh, I don't know.
I've never seen a colon in my life before.
What kind of kink was that guy into?
Yeah. Jeez. Raph said, I know they are small creatures, but at some point, wouldn't you feel tiny feet? You're just, you're sitting there, right? You're like, oh yeah, right? You know, yeah.
I mean, that's like an itch, like, you know.
Yeah. Guy went back, wiped again. He was like, yeah, I should be good. Kept happening. He's like, I really don't know what's going on. I swear I'm doing the best I can.
I wonder how many nerve endings you have in your colon. Probably not many. God,
that just gave you such weird chills.
Yeah. So how the insect got inside the man's intestines is one thing, but how on earth does a ladybug make it into the colon alive?
Yeah, literally. Think about that. It traveled.
Yeah.
I think it was on a mission. He was used to getting tickled, is what Risen said.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yeah. That's my thing, okay? That is not a coincidence. I'm just going to tell you that now.
Let's see what Mickey has to say. She says, have you ever seen a beetle crawl backwards? Nope. It's automatically impossible. Imagine one getting in your ear and getting stuck. So it chews on your eardrum to try. Oh,
no. Why did you tell me that? Now I'm not going to sleep. I'm going to have to like wear earplugs or something.
I'm going to have to check my bed for beetles.
I don't even, Wow. I actually didn't know that it was anatomically.
Yeah. Beetles impossible. Never walk backwards.
Now, is that true for like, is a ladybug a beetle?
I would suppose so. Looks like a beetle.
That's my thing. It looks like it, but I don't want to assume. I don't know.
That was the question puzzling the team that discovered the ladybug during a routine colonoscopy in 2019 while exploring a 59-year-old man's colon in search of a scarring, ulcers, or tumors. They noticed a live ladybug crawling on the inside of the man's intestine.
A 60-year-old man.
That's what they say.
Sir, I'm going to need you to think about your lifestyle choices.
There's a scary movie about beetles attacking from the 70s or 80s. Interesting, Raf.
Hard pass.
Yeah.
I believe it or not, I did pest control. Still do not like those. Oh,
see, Risen says I'm deathly afraid of earwigs going in my ears.
God, let's not, guys. We're not going down this rabbit hole.
Ugh.
Ugh, God, now I'm
that's a beetle hole. Your ear. How the ladybug got into the man's ear, man's gut in the first place remains a mystery, but doctors suspect it may have entered his mouth while he was sleeping. Also, as to how it managed to survive his digestive system intact, they believe that it may have something to do with the preparation for the colonoscopy. In order for the procedure to reveal as much information as possible, the colon must be as empty and clean as possible, which involves refraining from eating and purging. The patient was given a cocktail containing polyethylene glycol. By the way, polyethylene glycol, do you know what that is? Do you know what that's like?
You're
automotively speaking?
No. Is it like gas?
Antifreeze.
Antifreeze gets poured down you to clear you out?
Polyethylene glycol is.
And you know what happened?
In antifreeze.
It started with people. And then they're like, hey, it cleans people out pretty good. I wonder if it can do cars.
It's insane.
Oh, Raph said they go in while you're sleeping. No.
Ugh.
No. She said, did you know caterpillars have a stinger and they love to crawl in ears?
Oh.
First off, no. Because don't caterpillars turn into butterflies? Do butterflies have stingers too? You guys got to stop. This is terrible.
Yeah, see, Mickey was right. Antifreeze. Yeah, that's right.
It's organic.
You know, it's poisonous, too. Like, you can put antifreeze out and animals get into it. It'll kill animals. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, so the...
Don't sleep, Mark said. Bet. Turn into a meth addict. Just sit up for days.
Yeah, Mark already has trouble sleeping. Jeez. Now, this is only going to make life a little worse. The patient was given a cocktail containing polyethylene glycol, an osmotic laxative used to treat constipation, which doctors believe may have sped up the ladybug's journey through the man's digestive system, seeing it safely all the way to the colon.
The ladybug's like, there's some weird shit going on in here. Started taking off, pun intended, by the way.
Whoops. Yeah. Yep. I heard that. The patient's colonoscopy preparation was 1 gallon of polyethylene glycol evening before the colonoscopy. And
a milk jug gallon. This dude's like, yeah, let me just pound. Boop, boop, boop. Antifreeze.
Unbelievable. And the colonoscopy examination was otherwise normal. The authors of the case study published in the AGC Case Reports Journal wrote, quote, his colonoscopy preparation may have helped the bug to escape from digestive enzymes in the stomach and upper small intestines.
Man, that bug's fighting things. That's like the ultimate ladybug. That's like Ladybugzilla or something, because no.
Removed a roach from a 6-ounce. Now, was it the roach that crawls or the roach that, you know?
Oh.
See what I'm saying?
Right.
I don't know anything about that.
I'll be honest. This one would have been better to remove from the nose than the... Yeah. Could you imagine a bug?
The ladybug in question was identified as Harmonia axeridius.
Ladybug.
Something like that, which is introduced to North America as a means of pest control back in the early 1900s. The case study doesn't mention whether the insect actually managed to escape the colon alive. We don't know.
Okay, couple things. You addressed two very drastic topics at the end of that. One, the ladybug wasn't originally from here and they introduced it here?
They did, for pest control.
What kind of pest is a ladybug controlling?
Oh, dude, they eat those bugs that are all over plants. Those little white bugs. I figure what they're called. But there's little white bugs that will get on rose bushes and they'll just...
Oh, and they'll shred them.
They'll shred.
Oh, you're talking about the really tiny. Yeah. And they're like... they almost look like inchworms, right?
They're something like... Really, they're not orchids, but they're something like that. So okay. A name like that. Orchid's obviously a flower.
Right.
But somebody, I bet Mickey would know.
She said the kind of roach that survives a nuclear fallout. You had a cockroach?
Aphids.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That's
okay.
What it aphids. Is. Okay. I said orchids. Aphids. Yeah. Oh, and mites.
Mites. Mm. See, I've heard of mites. The aphids is familiar, but I know what a mite is. But could you imagine a cockroach?
No. And being the fact that it won't go backwards, dude, freaks me out.
No. Could you?
Now, listen to this. Because Mickey kind of stole the thunder here.
Right.
Interestingly, the man wasn't the first. This wasn't the first time that live insects were discovered in people's intestines during colonoscopies. Taking to Twitter, Dr. Keith Sowell shared several case studies where cockroaches had been discovered during colonoscopies, which somehow sounds way more disturbing than having a ladybug in there. Yeah. How about that?
That stresses me out in so many ways. I'm going to go home and drink a gallon of antifreeze.
I don't know if you want to do
that. No, I don't. But I don't know after learning that, death sounds better.
I think there's other ingredients in antifreeze than just the glycol.
Maybe.
But you probably...
I just want to be sure. No bugs.
I just don't recommend...
I just want to be absolutely sure. No bugs. And I figure if it kills everything on the way down... Better safe than sorry.
Yeah, exactly right. Maybe.
Jeez, could you like? Oh man, why were cockroaches? Why did God go? You belong there. Like,
well,
why?
Like again, you're sleeping. The thing crawls in down your throat. You don't know.
You're just gonna say that to me right now?
Freaks me out. You know, in a well, it's
I was
just...
fine until you said that, Kate. Yeah. I probably would have forgot about this convo on the way home, but now. When I'm at home, I'm going to lay down in bed and I'm going to be like, nope, I'm going to get up. And I'm going to keep myself up all night because, yeah, no, thank you.
Yeah, Espo's asking us to
keep it pushing.
Jump on to the next topic. Yeah, exactly.
Gladly.
Right. Well, drivers in New Albany, Mississippi encountered an unusual hazard on the highway recently. Chicken fat. Yeah, the slippery substance sent several cars spinning out of control, even causing an accident in one point.
I believe it. There's no amount of friction that would stop that.
Fortunately, no one was hurt, so you don't have to feel bad about laughing about this whole ordeal.
In that case.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Chicken fat, that word makes me laugh. Police were called to the scene of an incident that turned out to be anything but your average car crash. According to the New Albany Gazette, authorities noticed the road where the accident happened appeared wet, but initially weren't sure what the liquid was. Upon further inspection and after a call to a local facility, they learned the trail of extremely slick substance was chicken fat from a biodiesel plant.
Whoa.
Yeah, how about that?
So some biodiesel diesel truck, I can't speak today, is hauling down the highway, leaking the whole way. Didn't even know.
I had no idea. Chicken fat spewing.
What is a biodiesel plant using chicken fat for?
Well, that's what they make, biodiesel.
With it's chicken
biological,
fat?
Yeah, they make diesel out of biological substances. So chicken
Interesting.
Yeah, chicken fat.
Wonder how many other workers deal with salmonella regularly.
I don't know. You know, the interesting thing is, though, you know, there's all these people that, the vegan types. Not to get political, but there's the vegan types out there.
I don't know how vegan types is political, but he goes, you know, those vegans.
The vegan types.
The vegans.
Well, I mean, they're just a little over the top, but I wonder if they even know, like, that they could be in a bus or something like that that's being driven by chicken fat. Whoa. And are they opposed to that?
Wow. Hey, right? You want to talk about alternative fuel. There you go. Chicken fat.
Chicken fat.
The average human ingests 12 insects.
Oh.
We're done talking about this. Okay.
Mickey.
So you're telling me those mornings I've woken up with heartburn?
You never know.
What kind of protein we talking about here, champ?
That's right. That'll throw you right off the keto diet. No, it's probably all protein anyway.
Yeah, crunchy. Right.
When officers arrived, they found a considerable amount of liquid on the roadway. I think I said that. Whiteside explained that there was an issue with the top hatch of the tank. He noted as the truck drove, a significant amount of product would leak from the trailer, leading to the conditions. All told, about 500 gallons, possibly more, of chicken fat spilled on the street.
Okay, and for those of you that don't know, like, chicken fat, like, if you put it in a bucket, it looks like almost like snot, right? And so if that hatch comes open, they're just, like, flapping snot, chicken fat, all flopping over the road. That's nasty.
Several vehicles lost control as a result of the spill. After police responded to the scene, dirt and sand were poured all over the fat to make it less slippery.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Lime was later added to help the resulting stench. Eventually, lime. A cleanup crew.
Hey, let's throw a hand of lime on there.
Not lime.
Yeah, no, I know.
Like the powder lime.
It was a ha-ha. Right. He explained my ha-ha way.
Yeah. Espo saying, how about three limes?
Right, Espo? There you go. See, that's how you bring the ha-ha back. There you go. I like that. Risen said, my buddy turned a Volkswagen diesel into a veggie oil diesel.
See, it's that's pretty common with
Volkswagens. That's like a Volkswagen thing, because obviously the Volkswagen car has the diesel on it.
Risen, you got to ask him, see what it would take to turn it into a chicken fat diesel.
Mark said, yep.
Yeah, he's giving you three limes. Mark prefers three limes with his chicken fat and his beer, by the way.
Man.
Let's see. I think I read that already. What was seen here today was a joint effort by all emergency responders working as one organization to bring a potentially bad situation under control. Good communication, quick action, professionalism, and cooperation was the key to preventing any further problems.
I know what to do if chicken fat spills all over the road. Don't worry, I'll handle the situation. How do you prep for that in the academy? All right, so on a random day, you may have 500 gallons of chicken fat.
What do you do?
On the spot, go. Johnson, answer. What do you do? Yeah.
We may never know why the chicken crossed the road, but we certainly hope it didn't slip in any chicken fat.
Every single story that we've had about chicken has ended with a chicken crossing the road joke. I won't tolerate it.
Wow. Well, we got one more story left, the odd news. And this is, people are dumb. I mean, let's just face it.
Ladybugs in the colon, 500 gallons of chicken fat. We're on a roll here.
People are dumb. This is out of Kenosha, Wisconsin.
Kenosha. Every time I hear that, I think of That 70s Show.
Oh, is that where they're from?
It's like a town that borders them, and they talk about it all the time throughout the show. It's the only reason I even remotely know where it is.
All I got to say is this. There's good news that this is the last story, and this is the reason why.
Oh, no. Okay.
After this show's over, I'm going for some cereal.
Oh, okay. Way to turn it around from the chicken fat and lime to the...
We're going to run over to Bash's for a couple boxes of cereal. Yeah, and some milk. Something I haven't had for almost 2 years.
You're going to get that whole milk, though?
Yeah,
you got to go full tilt. Oh, if you're going to go. You got to get whole milk. Got to get a big old box of your favorite cereal and get you maybe, two to three bowls worth.
I'm going to cram it in there.
All crazy. I'm telling you.
I'll drive a whole box in there.
You know what you should do for a little side kicker? Get you a side glass of chocolate milk.
We're not going to go that far.
Nesquik. Yeah, you got to sell out, man.
This out of Kenosha, Wisconsin. A Wisconsin woman accidentally shot a friend while using the laser sight on her handgun to play with a cat. You see what I'm saying? People are dumb. People are just dumb. Why would you with a pistol?
So, because that's the only laser she had would be her argument. She's like, watch how stupid my cat is. Look. Oops. Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
What a Tyler laser sight on her gun. This can't be real. It's like a Call of Duty glitch or something dumb. Like, oh, my.
A criminal complaint charging the 19-year-old woman with negligent use of a weapon said she was visiting a Kenosha apartment on Tuesday afternoon when a 21-year-old man had brought a handgun. The woman who a witness said had been drinking naturally, right? This can't happen with a room full of sober people.
I'm dying because you said that in Raph said. I feel like that should have a disclaimer at the bottom that says no cats were harmed in this incident. Oh, man. Crimson Tracer friend. Jeez.
Use heavy cream. It's keto friendly. It is. You're exactly right. But I don't know about the corn pops or whatever I decide to.
Right. Corn pops. There's another good one.
Yeah, I like corn pops.
Forgot. We used to get corn pops all the time. It's the
corn pops and low radio show.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me? Mickey says, no. Seriously, Mickey.
Could you imagine some random dude comes in your house and he's pointing a gun around and you're like, dude, stop. He's like, don't worry. I'm just playing with the cat. Pow. Right in the kisser.
People are that stupid. That's hilarious. It's just. Crimson traced her friend.
Oh, man.
That's right. Raph says that's right. No cats were harmed.
In
the woman who a witness said had been drinking picked up the handgun, turned on the laser sight, and was pointing it at the floor to get the cat to chase it when the gun went off. The complaint filed Thursday said the man who was standing in the doorway was shot in the thigh.
That's so funny to me. You're standing there, blow, oh, my leg. Oh, my. Like, here's my thing.
Corn Pop was a bad dude.
Corn Pop.
Biden. Right. Oh, that was a Biden reference. That's right. Oh, there's Mark said, yeah, it's Biden's friend, Corn Pop.
Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
Imagine being the cop that has to keep a straight face while writing the report. That's a great point. You got paperwork to do, right? Gunshots fired, probably in an apartment building, right? Oh, Honey Smacks is a great cereal. Ooh,
Honey Smacks. Dude,
you're in an apartment complex, and you have to write up a freaking stack of papers. Gunshot went off. Registered user. Laser sight was playing with cat. Shot friend in leg.
You know, he went back and was like with his buddies.
You'll never friggin' guess what happened. I got a call. Dude, the medics on scene, right?
Yeah.
What happened? Talk to us. Is anybody else hurt? No, we were playing with a cat.
See, we got to reach out to the Kenosha Police Department and say, please, can the cop who filed this report be on the dies, show? Can he be on the show?
If that guy dies, we're going to name the lady that shot him the Kenosha Kitty Killer.
Oh, my gosh. The man who was standing in the doorway, he was shot in the thigh, authorities said. He left and went into another apartment where police found him after responding to a 911 call.
He's like, I got to get away from the scene of the crime. They can't know. Because Mickey just said that. She said the person with a bullet wound has to come up with a way better story. You're going to work, you know, 2 months later, you're on short-term disability. They're like, hey, man, where you been? Oh, I got shot. No way you got shot. What happened? I was in the middle of a bank robbery. I stopped it. Right. I was playing with my friend's cat and somebody shot me.
Unbelievable. I mean, seriously.
I know that there's
who thought that was a good idea.
Well, my thing is, like, I know there's some handguns without safeties. Okay. Yeah. But if you're smart enough to turn the laser sight on, it's probably
put your finger on the trigger and don't play with a cat with a laser beam. That's on a gun. Thing.
That's your automated response is don't put your finger on the trigger. Put the safety on. It should just be don't pick up a gun to use it as a
when
toy.
You're drunk.
When you're drunk. Period.
So many things went wrong in this story.
Don't those laser sights come off?
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if it's got to be lined up, so you don't want to you know what I'm saying.
We're more concerned with the laser line up.
Well, I'm just saying you don't want to pull it off the gun because then you go to put it back on.
Oh man,
should I take the laser? No, that's fine.
Just leave it. Point the nine around. It'll be fine. It's a Glock.
Hey, Rex is here. How you doing, Rex? I hope you're doing well. Is there any single conservative women in Washington State left? Please message me.
Random. I don't know if you're going to find them here.
This is not only educational, but this is apparently a dating service
for conservative men. Apparently.
It's a dating show.
Jeez.
What's up, Rex? He says, all right. A tourniquet was applied to his leg to stop the bleeding before he was taken to a hospital. There's no word on his condition, but authorities said he's facing charges for violating bond. That's why he ran.
Right.
He was on parole.
So that man's got a warrant. He's got a warrant. The way that he gets caught and gets taken down. So he's got to go sit in jail.
He wasn't allowed to have a gun. So this is funny because it's his gun.
Karma, man.
It's his gun.
He gives it
to a chick.
A chick.
The chick's drunk.
Oh, look.
The chick's drunk, right? So you're already.
Shoots him and he hobbles out the room to another room.
To hide.
Blood trail the whole way to hide.
Well, because he's wanted.
Yeah, because he's a wanted criminal. That is fantastic.
Oh, my goodness. The woman told police she thought the magazine had been taken out of the gun. No, you can't be that stupid, too. You know when a magazine is in a gun or not. If there's a giant hole going up the handle, I'm going to assume that there's probably not a magazine. You just can't be that stupid. Rex says, hello, everybody. Hello, Rex. Hope you're doing well. Yeah. Oh, Tennessee here. Stephanie says, so Stephanie meet Risen. Risen meets Stephanie.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
And that's the extent of the Pops and Low dating service. Raph said, I'm not saying we should encourage them, but we should really stop these people from weeding themselves out.
We shouldn't.
Yeah. What is it called? Darwinism, right?
Yeah,
let Darwin. Natural order take its place.
Yeah, the Darwin Awards. Yeah. That was good stuff.
Oh,
the Darwin
man. Awards. Friggin' what a way to go out.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm telling you.
The woman told the police she thought the magazine had been taken out of the gun and said it accidentally went off, according to the
accidentally. Police. She's over here.
Come
look,
on.
The laser sight. Oops. Here's my thing, okay? If you've ever shot a gun, a trigger pull is not like, oops, I slipped. You pull. Like, there's some guns where it's hard.
Well, yeah. Now, we don't know what kind of gun it is.
Agreed. But it's still not something like a child's toy where you slip and it just goes back.
Oh, Stephanie. Yeah, Stephanie's in the Facebook page. And Stephanie, you ought to come over to the YouTube page. If you search the Pops and Low radio show, just like it says at the top. I don't know if you're a YouTuber or not, but if you go to YouTube search the Pops and Low radio show, you can join us in here.
We'll be over there.
Yeah. Instead of rather than going to the Facebook page, because you're probably one of the few people in the Facebook page.
Man.
But the YouTube is where all the action's at.
I can't believe it. That is friggin' hilarious.
Yeah.
I just...
Oof. Well, there you go. So that's the odd news for the day. Probably end it with All right. That's the end of the odd news. Let's see. We got any comments here. Stephanie says, be right there. I am a YouTuber. Facebook is lame as.
I was waiting. I didn't know if you were going to catch it in time. He's like, lame as.
Farts.
Depends on the weight of the trigger. Also, she probably had a subcompact LC9.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. An LC9, that would be a Ruger.
Right.
See, I know my guns a little bit. An LC9 would be a a 9mm, but it's tiny and it's inaccurate as all get out.
It wasn't garbage. That inaccurate. It got him.
Well, I don't think. Yeah, I don't think.
I promise you she was aiming at
him. Could you imagine? She's waving this gun. That's like, my thing. Because the cat's chasing
and
the.
And you said he was like standing in a doorway or something.
Yeah, yeah,
so
yeah.
She's waving this thing around. Whoop! Cat's over there. Bam! Like, I don't care what gun it is. She had to pull the trigger.
That's ridiculous.
Risen says, I don't have social media, only YouTube and Rumble. Yeah, 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 exactly. Oh, she made it. There she is. Yeah, so Stephanie, don't forget to subscribe to the Pops and Low radio Please, show and then click that little reminder bell and ding, ding.
Ding, ding, winner. Yeah,
that's it.
Man.
Mickey says, welcome, Stephanie. Yeah, see, everybody. Again. Yeah. Everybody welcome Stephanie to the YouTube channel because this is where the action
but
is.
First, go subscribe and turn on the notifications. Thank you.
Yep. Oh, and again, Risen. I want to introduce you to Stephanie.
He said, imagine if the cat was in his lap. She's just swinging that thing around. Well,
my daily carry is a Smith & Wesson Shield. All right. Yeah, I carry, I'm old school. I'm old fashioned. My daily carry gun is actually a 357 Magnum. It's a Ruger SP-101 snub nose.
Yeah, I got me a pea shooter.
But I keep the 357s.
Right.
When I carry, but I practice with the 38s.
Right.
That's the nice thing about that gun. You can use both.
Right.
Yeah. It's designed to use both.
Beauty, eh?
Imagine if the cat was on his lap. Yeah, exactly right. I subscribed a long time ago. Ah.
Oh, if gotcha. You need to unsubscribe and resubscribe.
Just make us feel better.
Just to see we can have one.
That's it. So there you go. So that was it for the Pops and Low radio show, The Odd News. We are the purveyors of odd news. And we're live every Friday night at 7 p.m. Pacific time right here in the heart of Mesa in the Say What You Will radio studio.
Stooja.
That's about it, though. I don't know if we got anything else. We're going
to
go for cereal.
Yeah, we got to get that man to a cereal.
We're going to go for cereal tonight. The nice thing about that is a box of cereal is typically about, what, $4 or $5 bucks? I haven't bought it for a long time, so it could be a little bit more.
You're going to be looking anywhere like the low end cereal is going to be like $3.50, but high end, maybe $5, $5.50 at most. But those are for like the big family boxes. So
all right, it's a big family box. Right. I can maybe spend $5, $6 bucks.
Right.
So that way. There's options. I can buy maybe a couple flavors.
Maybe three, you know?
Maybe a couple different flavors.
That's what I would do. And I would have a bowl of one of each at least.
That's fine. Maybe I'll mix it.
I'll
go crazy and mix it.
Yep.
Let's see what he says here. What the hell? It's like $6 for Lucky Charms. Yeah. Is it really?
It's getting up there,
I don't know.
Man.
It's been so long since I bought.
I mean, think about the fact that it's $5 for cereal, right? But it's also like $3 for milk. So you're actually cost you more. For that, than it does the friggin' milk. Crazy.
Yeah, 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 exactly right. Slingshot in the back. He's carried a slingshot. You know, there was that show.
It's because the fish don't shoot back. That's why.
That's right. Do you remember that? Come on now. Trailer Park Boys.
Okay.
Did you watch the series?
I did. Yeah, you love Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
Pops has met the Trailer Park Boys, by the way.
I did. I was, same
he
with
is a Trailer Park.
Mark was there. I was there. I actually did it was before the keto diet. I was built a lot like Randy Bobandy. I had that big,
big Lord.
Gut. And I was actually in the gut contest. That's why I got
I remember.
Up.
Yeah. Oh, man,
and I met fantastic. Bubbles and Randy and, I met the whole crew. So it was pretty cool. But anyway, there was a guy on the Trailer Park Boys who carried a slingshot.
That's so great.
And he was always pulling it out and like aiming it at Julian and Ricky.
Could you imagine getting hit with a friggin' slingshot? I'd be so pissed.
As much as they are hated, like the High Point. I'm not sure what that means. Do you know
he
what
likes
that means?
The High Point gun, yeah.
Ah, the High Point gun. I gotcha.
Raph said, get the assortment. Ooh, he said, like sample bowls where you get 6 types in one box. I forgot that's a thing now. You can. There's actually boxes with multiples in them.
Oh, the little ones. Yeah, but they're the single servings. Yeah, I can't.
He said that. I can't. I need them all.
Get the assortment. Yeah, like sample bowls. That's right.
Yeah,
that's
you
right.
should. You should get multiple. The assortments. Yes. That's the move.
All right. Well, that's it. I'm gonna go over to the local grocery store. Get myself some.
The grocer.
Get me and the wifey some.
Get you some Golden Grahams.
Cereals. Maybe Gold Grahams. I think I'm going to get those Quaker oats, Quaker squares. You know what I'm talking about? Those Quaker and they're cinnamon or they're like, the brown sugar cinnamon.
Yep.
Oh, they're so good. So, so good.
And then just for me, get yourself some peanut butter Captain Crunch because you can't miss out. It's just so fantastic.
That's exactly right. Do we have any exit? I don't even have an exit video here. I don't have an exit video whatsoever. So we'll just turn off the cam. And let's see. We'll bring up
some jam.
We'll bring up. Well, maybe we'll end with something that we haven't done for a while. Maybe we're going to end with. Where's he at? Where is he at? Oh my goodness, where's he at?
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
All right, we'll end with the booty song. How's the booty song sound?
I mean, crank it up there.
All right, here we'll end with the booty song. You guys take care. Have a great. Well, we got a couple more comments. See, I can't. They never let me get out of here. Let's see. Yes, I like. Oh geez, I'm way off of there.
Honey bunches of oats. Oh,
honey bunches of oats. See, that's a healthy cereal, yeah, but that's still good though. Side. That's still good. No one buys Raisin Bran.
But everyone's eating. Raisins, man. Like two they're scoops. Okay by themselves, but that's me.
I'm a Raisin Bran fan. Really? Have a great night. Thanks for a good show. You're welcome, Mickey. Thanks for being here. Slant?
I don't know. And good night. Well, I'm going to take the good night. Have a good night.
All right. Take care, guys.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty, I want the booty, Lord what a booty, bring on the booty, give up the booty, loving the booty, round booty, down for the booty, I want the booty, hunting the booty, chasing the booty, casing the booty, getting the booty.